something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I have my studio done up for the new year, new couch, so I can take naps even better. I take my naps. Not great at getting enough sleep at night. I'm going to do a podcast on that very shortly with a renowned sleep expert. But yeah, my studio, I'm feeling good about it. Got to have your space the way you want it. Your workspace, your workout space. And I finally feel like, yeah, the studio, the office, we're there. So excited and excited to talk to you about this topic that, of course, I've touched on it numerous times, but that's how we learn. We keep hammering home. I will keep hammering home these messages in different ways from different people. More research, more experts, and more people that have done it. And what I love about this topic for today is that I read this article and then had one of the listeners reach out to me and share this article and say, this is everything you've been saying to us on your podcast. Thank you for bringing us this information. And thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing. I love hearing from you. And that's why I give my Tom H. Fit Twitter and Instagram and fitnessdisrupted.com website at the end so that you can reach out. But this person reached out through Twitter. Shared this article that I had read, but I was so excited that they had read it too. This was the first time I'd heard from this particular listener. And it's a great article. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do a quick podcast on it because it just hammers home all of these seemingly commonsensical topics when it comes to exercise and weight loss and being healthy. But we have more bad information than ever before. We have more self-proclaimed fitness gurus than ever before, and that is a huge problem. The access to bad information. With the good comes the bad. We have more access to more fitness content and more fitness technology, and you don't have to leave your home. And you can get equipment so inexpensively and have access to anyone anywhere in the world, but that's good and bad. And so this article summarized so perfectly my philosophy, the latest research, and it's actually a perfect way to start the new year as I record this show. It will hold the test of time. It's evergreen, as they call it. I want just about all of my shows to be evergreen, which means no matter when you listen to it,
it will resonate. It will be valuable. But sometimes I like to give a little context to when I'm doing it. And yeah, new years, new resolutions, new goals, new people going to the gym. But we can't keep doing the same stuff and expecting different results. Yes, that is truly the definition of insanity. And one of the main reasons people struggle to hit their fitness goals is this focus on weight from the get-go. And all of the bogus garbage information that you're given about how it's done. All right? Getting worked up. What was the article's title? New science shows how exercise affects nearly every cell in the body. Subtitle, even if it doesn't move the scale much, the benefits are tremendous, experts say. I wonder where you've heard that before. Even if the scale doesn't move, the benefits are tremendous. Not what you're hearing in late night TV infomercials, although those are going by the wayside. They're still there. They're just not what they used to be. But let me just say, before we go to a quick break, it's not really new science, people. Yeah, there's more of it. But the problem is that people think this is new. We've been saying this, certain people, myself included, you don't focus on just weight loss. It will come when you do it correctly. All right? When we get back from this quick break, going to jump right into it. Weight loss, exercise, the connections, the benefits, and how you can finally be successful when you focus on the right things in the right order and follow the scientific way. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Again, I'm calling this episode, Wait Just a Minute, Play on Words, more about exercising the scale. You know, I have worked with and for so many fitness companies over the years. And one main issue I have pushed with them is to take the focus off of weight loss. It is next to impossible to do with these companies because that's how they've sold equipment. And that's what people want. And they want it right away. I understand that. But it's not how your body works. And it is simple math when it comes down to it. Why do you think people struggle? For all the reasons I've talked about in all the podcasts so far, the bad information and that singular focus on weight loss and exercise. And the problem that I have seen realized over decades of doing this is that the simple is made complex and the complex is made simple. And that's a problem. All right. So the headline, New Science Shows How Exercise Affects Nearly Every Cell in the Body. I get it. Being a little harsh on the writer, and you got to get those clicks. That's part of the problem. I'll talk about that shortly. But there's more. I would change the word new to more science. Even more science shows how exercise affects nearly every cell in the body. And what's not even in that headline is that a positive? Obviously, that's what's assumed. But yeah. That is a huge part of this show and what I do for a living and will do for the rest of my life, bringing you the myriad benefits of exercise. And when I say exercise, that word is going to go away slowly because what we're talking about is movement. We're talking about moving, people. Because you don't have to go to the gym and you don't have to do an hour and you don't have to do things you don't enjoy. But that's what you've been told. And you don't have to do it really hard all the time. And you don't have to beat yesterday. And there is an off season. These are all topics of shows I've done in the past. And let me just, for argument's sake, it's in the article, they talk about a few of the benefits of exercise that aren't the scale. And this is from the Centers for Disease Control. I'm going to list them and then I'm going to go back. So what do they have? Centers for Disease Control on their website. Some of the benefits of exercise include sharper thinking, less depression and anxiety, better sleep, help with weight management. That's worded that way for a reason. That's the science. I'll talk about that shortly. Stronger bones and muscles. And then number six, and this is not an exhaustive list by any stretch of the imagination, but number six, reduce risks of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancers of the breast, the colon, and other organs. Myriad benefits. Yes, one was help with weight management, but it wasn't weight loss. That singular focus that you have been pushed and pushed by the companies selling products and potions and programs and people. There's something there, the peas. Okay? This isn't new. And the fact that that was in the title said to me, got to keep going forward with this stuff. So in other words, like, I oftentimes feel like I'm repeating myself. And for those of you who listen to my podcast, you're going, yeah, heard it, but you're going to keep hearing it. You're going to hear it in different ways because you're going to learn different things. It's going to resonate differently because the vast majority of people don't know this and or don't believe it. And it's the short-term thinking. And listen, we all need to be ideally our healthiest weight. And those are not mutually exclusive, as I will end this podcast by talking about. That's the problem, is that the messages are mixed. But this article is so good, again, because I'm so aligned with it, but they have great quotes from great people. Okay, let me start with this. Remember how many times I talk about the math? This is making the simple complex. Okay. Glenn Gasser, a professor of exercise physiology at the College of Health Solutions at Arizona State University in Phoenix. And I quote, we're talking about the math. We're talking about exercise, burning calories. He says that can be completely undone by consuming one donut in like, what, 60 seconds? So he's talking about burning calories through a workout. So we can undo with eating in a matter of minutes what it took us to burn that many calories over the course of many, many minutes, sometimes hours. That, people, is the math. It's unfortunate. It's a little more complex, and I'll get to that as well, because it goes to the hunger hormones. But when it comes to how many calories you burn, that's simple math. Okay? And they go on. While exercising may help people lose weight and maintain the weight loss, yes, that's going to happen. You're going to lose some weight, you're going to burn some calories and maintain it. People might overestimate how many calories they burn when they are working out. It's not that they might overestimate. Not only do the vast majority overestimate, so do the machines. I've talked about that. The vast majority of your fit trackers, they don't underestimate, grossly overestimate oftentimes. And so this is why people go, wait, I just started running or training for a marathon, half marathon, something like that. Why am I gaining weight? Well, you're overestimating how many calories you burn. Your fit tech is overestimating how many calories you burn, and you're reward eating oftentimes as a result. That's the math. And in the article, they say also, they simply may not do enough to move the scale. I'm going to say, you can't, 3,500 calories, if you just exercise and focus on that, change nothing about your diet, that's hard. That takes a while because of the math. 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound. That's 500 calories a day. Now, I know this, every time I do this math, it sounds depressing. It's not. It can be done when you realize how it's all connected and the excessive moderation component that goes into it. It's really easy when you understand the concepts and you take all the concepts together. When you try to pull them out, as all of these articles and gurus and products and potions do to sell something, that's when it's really hard. That's when it's impossible to do long term. Okay? So in the article, when they say they simply may not do enough exercise to move the scale, if you just exercise to move the scale, you can lose water weight. You can move the scale too. It could be meaningless. Done that show. I lose 4 pounds of water when I exercise in a hot environment. It doesn't have to be super hot either. I sweat like crazy. And so this is where the scale can be so problematic, and why you don't want to focus on it. Why you want to focus on what? All of the other benefits that I just listed. First, the weight will come. They're not mutually exclusive. Okay? And they finish up this math section in the article, and I love this, by saying that 30-minute cardio workout that left you sweaty and breathless may have felt like a grueling marathon, but it may have burned 200 to 300 calories. I took the word only out just because I say frequently here, you got to stop saying just and only. Why do I say that? Because when you only focus on those numbers. Oh my gosh, I only burned 300 calories in a half hour. This is where they make the complex simple. It's not just about the calories you burn in that session. There's the epoch effect when you do HIIT, that's something. It's not even what I'm talking about here, though. And those are the additional calories you burn after the workout is over. But it goes to the mental side and the behavioral side. So in other words, you burn 300 calories, get up in the morning, get that great workout in, you get that hit of serotonin, you burn 200 to 300 calories. I'm going to take the only out. And then what do? You feel good. You go upstairs if you have the home gym downstairs like I do. And you make a healthy breakfast. And it's all connected. So it's not just what happens in a snapshot of time. It's what all of these seemingly small, and I love that that's going to be in one of the final quotes I give you from one of these exercise physiologists as well, that you hear from me all the time. These seemingly small steps all add up. When you try to take huge steps, they end. Okay? Let's take another quick break. And when we come back, going to get into all that great quotes, just from the best of the best. People that I'm going to hopefully have on this show too, because these are the ones we need to hear from in person as well. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Talking about weight just a minute, more about exercise and the scale and the myriad benefits of exercise. You need to hear that over and over. And as I say this, we're still in COVID. It's 2 years in, people. Do you want to know the best, most effective PPE, personal protective equipment? A healthy immune system. I'm waiting 2 years in. When I get into this, I'm going to get angry. I'm waiting for the health community, the people that aren't talking about exercise and nutrition and comorbidities and how all of the bad information about exercise and nutrition coming back to haunt us. So stop focusing on weight. My gosh, if you want context now about how important it is to be healthy, you got it. Getting perilously close to going off on that tangent, but I'm not going to. All right, so we're talking about weight and exercise and the connection. Again, making the complex simple and simple complex, that is a huge problem. What do I mean by that? I gave you a couple of examples, all right? But it's all connected. Movement, eating, motivation, feeling good about yourself, mental health. So you can't pull those calories out and go, oh my gosh, I only burn 300 calories. It's connected. And when you do the strength training and you do the cardio and you do the flexibility work, a little of that, and you do your core training so your back doesn't hurt, so you move more, so you feel better about yourself. This doesn't sell those garbage programs like the one I just saw again about diet for your body type, exercises for your body type. Let me go there. Jumping ahead. Yeah. You know, one of these pop-up ads. Oh my gosh. Another fitness guru who, by the way, looked to be about 25. Now, didn't have a PhD at 25. You know, maybe he was this savant who just got out of his, you know, 8 years of immersive study of exercise physiology. No, he had some good genetics and was literally projecting who he was in his messaging, in his program. He was the charlatan promoting another gotta know your body type, a secret. And he worked with the celebrities. I worked with celebrities, and guess what? Everything I'm telling you and have told you for the past couple of years on this podcast is everything I did with them. No different. No different. But this guy was saying the secrets, like you're not going to find out because only the celebrities know how to get in shape. And by the way, there were celebrities I worked with who, yes, took performance-enhancing drugs. Not for me, not with me, but that's the truth. These are movie stars. They do things differently because they're going off on a tangent, but this is what I do. Because you're paying a lot of money to see these people that you don't want to be like you. Oversimplifying, but action stars, they're not just taking protein and creatine. Okay, end of story. But yes, another charlatan, another one confusing, muddying the waters, spending money to get clicks, selling a program based on nothing except playing into your weaknesses and hopes. And that's why I have such a problem with it. Enough. Okay. But yeah, there's more bad information than ever before. I have to hit on that again. You know, in the past, you had to buy a book, you had to buy a magazine, you had to go out and do something. Now it's on your phone. It's an ad pushed like that guy was to me. And it's all day long. And so that's a problem. And when we go back to the title of this article that gave rise to this podcast, New Science Shows How. It's not really new. It's not. Okay, but people have to start embracing it. Let me read another quote from one of the experts in this piece. Research shows that exercise affects pretty much every cell in the body, not just our heart. That's important, though, people. That's really important. Not just our muscles, but it affects all the other organs as well. Exercise is something that is vital for good health. And again, I'm going to take the word exercise out and say movement. You know, we didn't evolve to go to the gym. We evolved to move. Okay? And so let's go back one final time, hopefully. But these experts, these celebrities, these Instagram posts that you read, and oh my gosh, there's a guy, I don't usually and I won't hear use names, not necessary, selling a product. And one of the quotes is, and I'm paraphrasing here, strength training is stupid, cardio is a four-letter word, but use my product. And all these people that keep saying cardio is a waste of time. Now, I don't want you getting on an elliptical for 3 hours and thinking that you can eat whatever you want, but we need to move because we sit all day. So cardio is not a waste of time. Cardio is something that will help prevent the number one cause of death, heart disease. But what this article is highlighting is that research shows that it's doing so much more. Things we don't even know, we're learning every day. I will give them that. And that's what makes my job so exciting and fun, is to constantly bring you good news. Not bad news, not that you can't do something, not that it's your genetics. No, that actually, the more research that's done, and there's not a heck of a lot into so many areas of exercise, as much as people think there is, and as I've talked about before, you know, there are limitations to the studies. Yeah. But it's constantly good news. It's not bad news. It's great news when it comes to the myriad benefits of moving more and eating better and having a positive outlook. By the way, speaking of that, Betty White just died. And one of the greatest lines I heard from someone told a story about her, talking about positive attitude, said that someone came up to Betty White and said, "You know what I hate?" And Betty White stopped the person and said, "Don't care. Don't want to know about it." In other words, focus on the positive. It's all connected. Mindset, movement, motivation, behaviors. All right? So let's get to the being overweight and exercise, because that's a common topic. And this is what I alluded to at the start. You know, can you be overweight and healthy? It's yes, but no. Okay? One of the researchers, and I quote, research shows that people who are overweight but exercise regularly still reap many health benefits. So that is what I'm saying. And don't mix the message. Being overweight carries numerous negative issues, health outcomes, right? Not the least of which is just pressure on our joints, people. If you want to go there, if you want to just be, you know, simplify. Running 3 times a week for 30 minutes, you think that is problematic if you're a healthy weight and bad for your knees? Or do you think carrying around 40 extra pounds 24 hours a day is? Okay? But they're not mutually exclusive. But this is the takeaway. This is where the messages get mixed. You don't stop exercising because that scale's not moving. You are doing incredible things for your body and your mind. And if you do it long enough and you make all the other small changes, people, the scale will move. The scale will move. You have to give it time. You have to change many things in small ways and be consistent. All right, couple more great quotes just to, again, reinforce the message I am bringing you all the time. Physical activity works on multiple mechanisms within the body, and that's how it could potentially help prevent chronic conditions and therefore also prevent early deaths. And that was a researcher from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, okay? And let me give you one more quick aside of sorts. Remember, I did the podcast on 10,000 steps. Where did that come from? If you didn't listen to that podcast, go find that one. But that's why this article is so great on so many levels. They talk about that and they say, even walking significantly fewer than the often recommended 10,000 steps promotes longevity. And they talk about a study, talked about these studies as well. Middle-aged people who walked at least 7,000 steps a day on average were about 50% to 70% less likely to die of cancer, heart disease, or other causes over the next decade than those who walked less. Walking, movement, not 10,000 steps. That's your goal. Awesome. But if you're walking 2,000 to begin with, that's a huge jump. And there's some days you can't get there. I think having goals are great. No one is more into goal setting than me, but there's got to be a reason. It's got to be doable. There's got to be a scientific reason for it. All right. So in other words, don't beat yourself up because you're not hitting 10,000 steps every day, especially if you're not starting from there. All movement counts. All right. Let me give you a couple final quotes. Love this. Dr. Robert Salas. Okay. He was president of the ACSM, the American College of Sports Medicine, from 2007 to 2008. He inspired, and I love this, and I have friends that were involved with this, myself included, the Exercises Medicine campaign, saying that doctors should prescribe exercise as medicine. There's an amazing concept. The problem is you can't monetize that in the way that you can all the other stuff. Not going to get into that. What does he say, though? I'm going to give you a couple awesome quotes to wrap this up from him. Need to hear it from other people as well. He says, sedentary people who get moving can start feeling better right away. The first thing is mental health, he says. That is almost the first thing people notice. I feel better. I have more energy. I sleep better. But then you could just go down the list of chronic diseases. I couldn't tell you a disease that isn't helped by it, from diabetes to heart disease to blood pressure to cholesterol to cancer, on and on. Every single time you go for a walk, every single time you get on the floor and stretch, every single time you do a set of push-ups, you're doing something great for your body. You may not see it on the scale. You most likely won't. You most likely won't see it. You know when you will see it? If you do it long enough, when you go to the doctor and you get your numbers. And you know when you will see it and feel it right away, as Dr. Salas said? Immediately. That's how it's connected. That's the systems theory that I talk about when it comes to being healthy. Getting that hit of serotonin, feel-good hormones that comes from moving more. Okay, that's instantaneous. That's why I'm doing it for my sanity, not my vanity right now. Although that will come. If I do it for my sanity enough, the body changes. Doesn't matter the reason you start, look better, feel better, live longer. The other two come. They can't not. Final quotes, wrapping this up. Oh my gosh. Never met Salas, and I have not had him on the show, but I have to. He says he encourages patients who don't exercise to start small. Wonder where we've heard that before. The curve is very steep in terms of the benefits, he said. Doing just a little bit gives tremendous benefits. I'm going to take the word just out. Doing a little bit gives tremendous benefits. And he says, so I try to focus on those smaller pieces instead of feeling like you have to join a gym or you have to do all this. Just go out and walk. And finally, he says, he also encourages patients to keep going even if they aren't losing weight. Too often, he said, this singular focus on their weight and thinking that, you know, if I don't lose weight, the exercise was not helpful to me. And a lot of them use that as a reason to stop. That is everyone. That is just about everyone. Because that's what you've been told. Weight loss. Go to the gym. Lose this weight. Lose X number of pounds in X number of weeks. My dream of the displays on cardio equipment is this for the future. Sure, you can show calories burn and stuff like that. But I want things that we can't even measure yet. I'm thinking in the future, like, happiness hormones, you know, felt. Minutes added to your lifetime. Capillaries added. Mitochondria. Things that we don't think about, at least I do, because I study it. But you're not thinking about all of these great things that are happening inside your body and your brain during exercise. But that's what Dr. Salas is talking about. And the absolute perfect way to end this, I talk about those celebrities, people who say, look how skinny I am and I don't do any exercise. Dr. Salas says, and I agree, being thin doesn't mean you don't need to exercise. In fact, if you're at a normal weight and you aren't physically active, you're putting yourself at risk for a lot of conditions, Salas said. And he's right. We want to move. We want to value all movement, all exercise, take just and only out. And every single time you do something good for yourself, I want you to think about it and bank it. And the way I live my life is not, oh my gosh, I went to the gym today for an hour. All is good in the world. No, because what I do outside that hour, as we just talked about, can completely undo the good I did. What I focus on are the 10, 12, 15 smaller things I do throughout the day, starting with that healthy breakfast, starting with positive mental things. I'll leave it at that for now. But those are all what add up over a day. And when you're consistent with those things, you make better food choices, you move more, you're healthier, you're more positive, and it's a lifestyle. So stop focusing on the scale. Every single workout, no matter how long, didn't say short, how long, is doing something great for your body and your brain. All right. Love that. And thank you to that listener who shared that with me as well. It just confirmed that you're listening and you're getting it. Because that's my goal. My goal is to have you have your best life with the best information possible. It's too important. It's too important to listen to the wrong people and spend money and time on things that are not going to help you live your best life. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit is Instagram. Tom H. Fit is Twitter. Fitnessdisrupted.com. You can email me through there. Please follow the show, rate the show, comment. You can share. Love to hear from you again. Social media in hashtag fitnessdisrupted. Oh, I almost went off on some crazy tangents. I will. I know some of you really enjoy that. And there's a time and a place. and it's great to see people getting it and taking the information and starting to live their best lives. All right. I am Tom Holland. Remember, three things we all control goes to what we just discussed. How much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.